ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it is arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. There is one famous verse in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Usually if people only know one verse from Bhagavad Gita, they know this one. What is that? Who can guess?
Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in dharma and a predominance of adharma, at that time, Lord Krishna says, I come to this world. The next verse after that, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya tadushkritam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Elaborating on the same thing, Lord Krishna says that to save the sadhus and to destroy the rascals and to re-establish or fully established dharma, I advent myself in every age, in every yuga. So it's often asked, what happened in this Kali Yuga? Adharma is clearly very prominent at the present time. Now, in the verse we just read from Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Krishne swadhamo pagate. Krishna has returned to his own dham, his own abode. One prominent symptom of Kali Yuga is that many people pretend to be Krishna. In South India, there are so many people competing to be known as God. And people are so stupid and sinful that they accept all kinds of rascals as God. So what is the answer? Krishna has appeared in this age. He is here as his holy name. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagate Nishta. This in Kali Yuga, in Kali Kali Nama Rupe, in the form of his name, Krishna has descended. Krishna is Avatar. And the whole universe can be delivered by the holy name of Krishna. Krishna also came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnang Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. Persons who are intelligent in Kali Yuga, it's not a prominent center of Kali Yuga, but those who are intelligent, they will worship the form of Krishna who is apparently not Krishna. Krishna is black, but Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not blackish. He's not Shyamasundara, he's Gaurasundara. He appears with his associates and weapons, and persons who are intelligent worship him in this Kali Yuga by the Sankirtan Yagya, the sacrifice of chanting the holy names of Krishna. So there another form of Krishna in this Kali Yuga is mentioned in the verse we read today. That Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. And by taking advantage of the knowledge in Srimad Bhagavatam, persons who are nashta drisha, their spiritual vision is destroyed, they will be able to see by the light of this sun of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Which practically means that people of Kali Yuga, they can get spiritual knowledge from Srila Prabhupada's books. For most people, Srimad Bhagavatam means as presented by Srila Prabhupada. These books are being distributed widely all over the world. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada has equated Srimad Bhagavad Gita with Srimad Bhagavatam. They are not different. Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna. But they both serve the same purpose to give us knowledge of Krishna. Nashta Drisha means spoiled vision. What is that spoiled vision? That means that we are meant to see Krishna, but instead we see everything as meant for my own personal sensual enjoyment. So all these books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many Vaishnav granthas, they're all meant for giving knowledge of Krishna. It's a simple principle to understand that we are all servants of Krishna. But forgetting Krishna, we are suffering in this material world. Maya mugdha jibe nahi shata Krishna gyan. Jiberi kripa koile Krishna ved puran. This, everyone in this material world is bewildered by Maya and do not know Krishna, cannot know Krishna. So Krishna very kindly has given this Vedic literature, the Vedas, the Puranas, just so that people can learn about Krishna. And we practically see that all over the world, so many people are becoming Krishna conscious by reading these books about Krishna. Indian people are surprised to see persons with white skins chanting Hare Krishna. Up till about 30 or 40 years ago, sadhu means must be an Indian. And non-Indians, they're known as sahibs or malechas, or there are different terms, but not sadhu. But because this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, particularly in the form of these books, is being distributed all over the world, so many people are dedicating their lives to Krishna. This is proof of the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures teach that every living being is an eternal part of Krishna.
Eternal part.
Part and parcel, you can also see. Now, one would not have expected people from such a different culture as in Indian culture, the people from foreign countries, to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a completely different culture. Just the way this Sanskrit is written, for people in the Western countries, it looks like an ant got in a pot of ink and started crawling around on the paper. It means nothing to them whatsoever.
Yeah.
And if we quote this Sanskrit, Krishna Swadhamo Pagate, they have no idea. Even the name Krishna, no one had heard in the Western countries before Prabhupada went there. In this verse, the words are here also, dharma, jnana. So now these words, especially the word dharma, is becoming well known in the Western countries. Although previously people had no idea what this word is. So this Krishna consciousness, we can expect it to flourish in India, at least in India. But it appeals to people from other countries, from other cultures also, because it is the natural propensity of the soul to be Krishna conscious. And so many people have the experience of when they read Prabhupada's books, it's just like they wake up and they feel that everything that they've been doing up to that point in their life is just like a dream. We've all had this experience. We're having a very vivid dream. Maybe in our dream we're being chased by a tiger. And to us it's real. It seems real. And in our sleep we're tossing, oh, oh. The wife or the mother will wake up, the person who's having the bad dream. They'll wake up and say, oh, it's just a dream. Oh, all right. So like that, many people had the experience by reading Prabhupada's books that yes, this is reality. Everything I've been doing up to now was simply just like a dream, no meaning. Well, actually, that's a fact. What is the difference between a dream and the waking state?
In a dream, we perceive it as real, isn't it? As far as we're concerned, it's real. But why do we say it's not real? Because it doesn't last. It's just brief. And in the dream, whatever we may see trees and houses, but as soon as we wake up, it's gone. So that's only a dream, and reality is that we wake up and we see real trees and houses. But actually, that's also unreal, because these so-called real dreams and houses, they're also temporary. In the dream, we think, this is me. Now I'm standing in this house, which is mine. But it's just an imaginary situation. And then we wake up and we think, oh, this is my real house. But that's also an imaginary situation. The dream lasts for a short time, and the so-called real situation, that also lasts for a short time. The so-called reality lasts for maybe 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. So, to come to Krishna consciousness means to wake up from the dream of considering this material world real. This material world is real in one sense, inasmuch as it is, as mentioned here, it is the Bahiranga Shakti. It is the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this dreamlike situation, we have the possibility to link with the Antaranga Shakti, the internal energy of Krishna, the really real reality. So these books give knowledge of that reality. There are so many books in the world. Every year, millions of new books are coming out. And there are many people purporting to present literature or books that are called spiritual. But practically speaking, almost everything that's called spiritual is just another kind of cheating in the name of being spiritual. If any so-called spiritual teacher does not give knowledge of who we are, who is Krishna, and what is our relationship with Him as the eternal servant of He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If they don't give this knowledge, then they're simply cheating in the name of being a spiritual teacher. But especially in Kali Yuga, people are so unfortunate and foolish and of perverted mentality that they actually prefer to be cheated. If we tell people that here is the true path of spiritual enlightenment, you have to understand who is the Supreme Lord, we are all His servants, and you have to follow these principles of purity, people think, oh, I don't like that. But if someone comes and tells, we'll give you a process by which you can be more successful in this material world. You can eat meat, you can drink wine, you can do whatever you like, and within a few days I'll make you into God. Or they, like I was saying, so many people claim themselves to be God. Now, it's not that people are not intelligent. There are plenty of people who are intelligent. There are so many South Indians going to the Western countries working as software engineers. They have intelligence. But they suspend their intelligence when it comes to religious matters, so that they allow themselves to be cheated. Any big fat rascal can come and say, I am God, and so many people will come and say, oh, how wonderful. Is it such a cheap thing that there are so many gods? God came in a car today to Salem. Is it such a cheap thing? We're lucky he didn't cancel, because he had a toothache. But anyway, he got an injection, and after a few days he'll go to the dentist. What kind of so-called God is this that gets a toothache and goes to the dentist? So people, they do not use their intelligence, because they're also rascals. They want to be cheated. What could be more foolish than someone who wants to be cheated? They think they can get God so cheaply. So these books of Srila Prabhupada, they are completely different to any so-called spiritual books, because they give clear knowledge in all details of who is supreme. That is Krishna. Who are we? What is our relationship with Krishna? how we are entrapped in this material world, how we can get free from that entrapment. Everything is explained in great detail in Srila Prabhupada's books. And anyone who is even a little bit sincere by reading these books can understand that this is actual knowledge. There may be, I was saying, there are so many cheating books of so-called spiritual knowledge. There may be some good books also. Here in Tamil Nadu is the sampradaya of Sri Ramanujacharya is prominent, has been prominent, and the influence of Sri Madhvacharya is also there to some extent. So they have books also, and they're not cheating people. They're giving the fact. Vishnu is supreme and the jivas are his servants. But still there's a difference between those books and Srila Prabhupada's book. Because Srila Prabhupada's books are especially composed for kalo nashta drishamesha, for people who have lost their vision in the darkness of Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada's books are suitable for everyone in the universe. For persons who are not Krishna conscious, they can become Krishna conscious. For those who are Krishna conscious, they can become more Krishna conscious. And those who are fully perfect in Krishna consciousness can also get even more enlightenment and become more and more enlivened from the knowledge in Srila Prabhupada's books. But particularly we see the effect of these books in waking people up from their dream of material life. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that this Bhagavatam is meant for nirmatsaranam satam, for saintly people who are free from envy of others. But it's also meant, as is described in this verse here today, to give light to people who are not self-realized. These books fully differentiate reality from illusion for the welfare of all. So we're finding that all over the world, people are changing their lives by taking these books. Pretty much all over the world, people realize that we need to change our lives. Everyone realizes there's something wrong with the world. Or everyone realizes at least there's something wrong with my life. Most people nowadays can recognize that I'm not happy. I'm not content. I need to change something. And for this reason, there is a lot of interest in spirituality. So there are different types of spiritual groups that one can join or spiritual leaders that one can follow. Many of them, they just say, well, you just come and join our bhajans and you'll get some peace. Or they teach some process of relaxation so you can get relief from tension. But the knowledge in Srila Prabhupada's books teaches us that we need a much greater change than simply becoming freed from tension. The whole idea that we shall be happy in this material world is against our own self-interest. What is my self-interest? We think, well, I need to get more money and a bigger house, and then that's what I want. More spare time so I can relax, cure my health difficulties. But this is just trying to improve our situation in the dream. In the dream, the tiger is chasing us, and then maybe the dream changes, and then the tiger goes away, and instead we meet our friends, and everything's nice. So in the dream, we may think, oh, this is much better now. But to have a bad dream or a good dream, it doesn't really make any difference, does it? It's all meaningless. So even if we do improve our material situation, it's meaningless. We have to come to reality. So reality beyond the world of birth and death is to understand Krishna. Krishna never dies. Krishna never grows old. Krishna never suffers from tension or toothache. Krishna is always happy. That is not the petty happiness of this material world. But that is ananda chinmaya rasa. That is the transcendental taste of unblemished spiritual bliss. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. We are all inheritors. What's the word? Heirs. Uttaradhikari is the Sanskrit term of Krishna's happiness. This is clearly indicated throughout all the Vedic literatures. This knowledge is presented in Prabhupada's books. So people who are fortunate, they take these books. Those who are more fortunate, they take them seriously. Those who take this knowledge seriously become enlivened by it. We can practically experience when we take up the processes of Krishna consciousness, how our life changes. That we don't identify with this dreamlike temporary material world, but we understand that I am meant for serving Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, and by serving Krishna by the method of Bhakti Yoga, under the direction of devotees of Krishna, we actually experience Krishna in our lives. So people who have woken up from the dream of material life, they want to give this knowledge to others. When they see that people are suffering in material life, trying to be happy with things that can never ever make them happy. And even when they look for something spiritual, they get cheated by these bogus incarnations of God. So devotees are very kind. Krishna is very kind. Devotees of Krishna are also very kind. Krishna is very kind because he comes to this world and speaks Bhagavad Gita so that we can get the knowledge by which we can come out of this material world and go to him. And devotees are very kind because they want that other people can get this knowledge. There are many kinds of, there are many charitable people in this world. So if someone gives a poor person 100 rupees, you'll think, well, that's a good person, isn't it? If you give them, someone gives them 1,000 rupees, you'll think, well, he's an even better person. If someone gives a poor person 1 lakh of rupees, you'll think, well, that's, he's really very kind. Well, what if someone gave a poor person something more valuable even than lakhs and lakhs of rupees? That's what devotees are doing by giving these books of Krishna consciousness. By giving these books of Krishna consciousness, they're giving that which is more valuable than all the crores of rupees in the world. Who is the richest man in the world? I heard that one of these Reliance brothers had become richer than Bill Gates. What's their name? Something Ambani. Yeah. Mukesh Ambani. So I heard he's the richest man in the world now. And there are other rich, but when 30 years ago, the richest man in the world was the Sultan of Brunei, because he owned all the oil in Brunei. It was all his. He was rich with that. I don't know what happened. Maybe the oil ran out. Anyway, but they are not rich people. They're all poor people. They don't have anything of any real value whatsoever. I heard this Mukesh Ambani, he bought for his wife as a birthday present a jet plane, a big jet plane, Boeing plane. So, he's just another exhibition of his poverty. If he'd have given his wife Bhagavad Gita as it is, he would have given her something much more valuable. People don't know the goal of life, and therefore they think that to collect money and to have material objects, that is going to make them happy. But who is the richest man in the world? In the next life, they may become the biggest worm in a pile of stool. Generally, the rich people, they take a very bad birth in the next life, because they get their money by all sinful means, by cheating people and so many things. And they use their money for so many sinful activities. But those who understand the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, they get free from birth and death. They understand their relationship with Krishna. So it is the duty of devotees to attempt to distribute this knowledge. Those who have got this knowledge, they want to share it with others. Throughout the year, all over the world, in so many languages, these books of Krishna consciousness are being distributed. But especially in the month of December, devotees make, all over the world, they make a special effort to distribute these books. This is the highest demonstration of kindness, to give people the opportunity to understand what is reality beyond the dream. So these temple, now we want to build a temple here, that is meant for distributing this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and for giving people the opportunity to apply that knowledge, to learn how to apply that knowledge practically in their lives. So this temple will be successful, not according to how much marble is there. If there is marble, all right, that's very nice. All good things should be, all desirable things should be used in the service of Krishna. But the real decoration of the temple is pure-hearted devotees who have no other desire than to serve Krishna. And that more and more and more and more people taking this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam have understood that I am meant for serving Krishna. So people can't understand that unless they get these books. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he personally worked so hard to write so many books. And on the basis of these books, he brought people to Krishna consciousness. He made so many disciples. And he instructed his disciples to take these books and distribute them to everyone in the world. Distribute means sell them. Generally, we don't give the books away free. Because if people buy the book, then by giving some donation, they perform some service to Krishna, and they help to print more books and build more temples. And if we give it away free, they won't take it seriously. That is natural psychology. If you get something free, you don't take it seriously. But if you have to pay for it, then you think, well, I paid so much money, I better use it now. I better look at it and see what's in the book. So we are selling these books all over the world. And amazingly, literally millions of books are being distributed all over the world. Even in this Kali Yuga where people are all the time becoming more and more sinful, still literally millions of people are taking these books. So here in Salem also, those who have taken to Krishna consciousness seriously, they are participating in distributing these books. And we request all of you also, those of you who are understanding what is the value of Krishna consciousness, to help in the distribution of these books. It seems that all of you are understanding the value of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, why would you come here? It's not very easy to come here. This place is outside the city, on some country road, in a field. So why should anyone come here? A year ago, no one was coming here, and now so many people are coming here. They're coming because there's something worth coming for. Of course, gradually the facilities will develop, and it won't be so difficult for all of you to come. And the city is growing this way, so it won't be just an empty field, it'll be all developed around here. But even now you are coming because you are finding that spiritual connection, that you are understanding that in the whole of Salem, this is the only place where you can get real spiritual life. So you are appreciating that. That is very good. So now you have to come to the next stage, which is to help others appreciate that by taking these books and distributing them to your friends. Even you can distribute them to your enemies. If you have any enemies, in Kali Yuga most people have enemies. Of course, devotees don't have enemies, but some people anyway become their enemy. So even if there's someone who doesn't like you, you can sell them a book about Krishna, or to anyone, to your neighbors, to people passing by on the street, people at work. There are so many people. There are, 110 crore people in India, is it? And it's becoming more every day. More people are getting born than dying. So there's plenty of people to distribute these books to. So we request all of you, those of you who are taking Krishna consciousness more seriously, to participate in this distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, at least during this month of December. And those of you who are not very sure about Krishna consciousness, well, the other people can go and distribute those books to those people, and then they can become sure. There was at Sri Rangam, one person, he came there and he wanted to find out something about the philosophy about all of what's going on here. So he asked some of the priests, are there any books which describe the philosophy about all this, why you're doing this? So he said, you go to the ISKCON Center. They have wonderful books that describes everything. Everywhere, I'm traveling all over India. We find that everywhere people are appreciating these books. There are so many examples. Who has heard of Somnath? It's one of the famous Shiva temples. You heard of that? It's in Gujarat. So when I went there, the priests, they showed us everything. They told us everything. So he wanted to give some dakshina to them. And they said, don't give us any money. Give us your books. We want Bhagavad Gita as it is. We want Prabhupada's books, they said. Yeah. So these people, they're worshipping Lord Shiva all their lives. For generations in their family, they're worshipping Lord Shiva. But there's so much appreciating Prabhupada's books which describe that even Lord Shiva is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So those of you who don't have Bhagavad Gita in your home, Bhagavad Gita as it is, you must definitely keep it in your home. Who doesn't have Bhagavad Gita as it is in their home? Unmai Uruvil. Anyone doesn't? All right. Okay. Those that don't have should definitely get it. Our book distributors have noted the people. Why don't you have? You distributed yours to someone else? That's what Tilak and Kunti Mama said. Huh? Probably didn't understand. Okay. You don't have in your home? Okay, sell him a book. So what did you understand from Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is that right? So then to learn, well, what's he doing? What's God doing? We have to learn about his Divya Leela, his divine pastime. It's so beautiful, so attractive. Some people, they have no idea of God. They just think that God's only business is to throw people into hell. But we know Krishna, who is Gopinath, who is Makanchor, who is Yashoda Nandana. There are so many names of Krishna because he has so many pastimes and so many loving devotees. So his pastimes are described in the summary of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam by Srila Prabhupada that is called Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So definitely everyone should also have this book, Krishna, in their home. Just jump in and get one. Actually, everyone's home should be simply filled with Srila Prabhupada's book. Set of Srimad Bhagavatam, all these are available in Tamil now. This is Krishna book in soft bound form. Well, I don't read Tamil, but I read it in English many times. I can recommend, this is a superb book. You won't get anything like this. You can read the newspaper all your life. You won't get anything in the newspaper. Every day you read the newspaper, you'll never ever get anything of even slightly as good as even one line from this book. You see, people, every day they read the newspaper. How many hours, if you add it all up, does that come to? How many pages? Since I've been in India, there have been so many prime ministers come and gone. Who even remembers the name of Charan Singh or Chandrasekhar? They're all forgotten. All useless news. If you read one line of this, it's millions of times better than reading all the newspapers in the world over and over again. They should just stop making newspapers, and with all the paper they should just print these books instead. What's the price of this book? 100 rupees, okay. What is the price of a newspaper? 3 rupees. Huh? English 5 rupees. Okay, say it in Tamil. Okay, so we suggest you just stop reading that useless newspaper, and within 1 month you'll save enough money to read this book. At the same time you read about sportsmen and fashion and new, what is it, cinema stars and politicians, read about Krishna. You can take 1 month to read this book. And this book is so good. The newspaper, when you finish, you throw it away, right? Or you can keep it and sell it to the paper collector. 1 month's newspapers, you can get maybe how much? 5 rupees back or something. But this book, you can read it every day of your life. And it becomes more and more relishable. So when you've read this book, then you can read, there are so many books. We have Srimad Bhagavatam. How many volumes is this printed in? It's printed in 18 volumes. This is news from the spiritual world. So fill up your house with these books. And fill up our consciousness with the nectarian knowledge of Krishna that is in these books. The place of honor in most people's houses, in almost everyone's houses, for the TV. So take that out, put Prabhupada's books in, and your family life will be much better if they all agree to read these books. Of course, most people are stupid and they want to watch stupid things on TV. Alright, so those who are committed devotees, they all have to take some books and distribute them. It's not enough to be a devotee and just stay at home and do a little chanting in the morning. We all have to do something to help spread this knowledge to the conditioned souls who are suffering for lack of it. Alright, well, for practical, how to get all the books and do all that, you have to see Gokul Chandra Prabhu, who's sitting here, and Krishna Das Prabhu, all these devotees, Sri Giridhari Prabhu, they'll help you to get started. Alright, is there any question about this? Yeah.
Sometimes we get encounters of people, it means arguments that these Prabhupada books are written, as you said, it's even foreigners take it. Right? But people argue that on the other way, that Prabhupada books are written only for foreigners, maybe simple language. We are Indians, we know so many things. Such arguments.
Anyone ever said that to you? Who said that to you?
People in my house and even neighbors.
Alright, well, if you can tell them that, well, you're so advanced in spiritual knowledge, well, you should help other people who are not advanced. You take these books and distribute them. But actually, I think they don't know anything. They're just bluffing. So you tell them, why are you bluffing? You don't know anything about spiritual knowledge. You need to read these books. Why are so many... Just like I say, in the holy places, the people, the traditional priests, they're appreciating. They don't say that, you know, this knowledge is above me, below me, I'm above this. They don't say that. Now, who are you? You're not a shishya. You've never taken the discipline to study this spiritual knowledge. Of course, people who say like that, they're simply, what can we say? They're simply insincere. They're rascals. They're simply rascals. Anyway, we have to try to engage all kinds of rascals in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, what were we going to say?
Guru Maharaj, after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can discriminate who is achieved and who is bona fide spiritual leader. But for the general people, is there any simple formula how to understand and discriminate between the bogus?
How to discriminate between the real and the bogus for ordinary simple people? They can understand when they read Prabhupada's books. Knowledge is required. Someone who doesn't know, he doesn't know the difference between an apple and an orange. You have to teach him. This is an apple, this is an orange. So people who don't know, you have to give them the knowledge by which they can distinguish between who is actually God and who is just yet another rascal. Actual Bhagavan means Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasya Shriyaha. Jnana vairagya yoshaiva shannang bhage itingana. Full in all six opulences. All wealth, all power, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation. One who has all of these, he is Bhagavan. Not someone who got some rich sponsor and they put posters all over the town. No, you don't become God by advertisement. So how will people know? They're in ignorance, therefore we have to give them the books by which they get the chance by which they can know. Yeah, anything?
Yeah. Last week, we are going to book distribution, but we got some bad experience.
He enters some college, immediately kick out, go outside, don't distribute books here. And immediately told to watchman, why you are enter this person inside? At the time we are feeling very dense. At the time what we do?
Yeah, say it in Tamil also. So what do? You go on to the next place and distribute books. And if they say no, then you go on to another place. Our duty is to try and to pray to Krishna to send us people who are enthusiastic for this knowledge. And if we become very much inspired by Krishna, then even the people who say no, we can also convince at least